Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is John Batchelor. Begin the show tonight with as good a news as Jeff Blitz and I can find in Pacific Watch. We celebrate the soon-to-be Las Vegas A's. The stadium is on time and on budget, according to the owner of the Oakland A's. Now the Las Vegas, or to be the Las Vegas A's. They're in Sacramento while they're waiting for the stadium to be completed. It is big, great news to have a beautiful new stadium. It's a design that I've never seen before. I think it's new. It's a combination of luxury boxes, luxury restaurants, wide open spaces, and a baseball park in between. Wonderful. That's the good news. Then we go off to Seattle, where the news is not positive, to the surprise of no one who understands how tax codes work. Raising the millionaires or billionaires tax to 9.9% means that people who are well-to-do can move, and they're moving, they're leaving. Starbucks is leaving. An owner of Starbucks is leaving, Washington State. The same story in Los Angeles and California. Raise the taxes or say that you're going to have a billionaire's tax cut one time, 5%, and billionaires move. They're mobile. They go to states where they're treated well, where the dollar's treated well. Texas, Tennessee, and Florida are often mentioned. Then a conversation about gas prices in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, now at $3.80, and the presumption is that they'll be headed above $4. Last time we had gas taxes like that, it was 2022 as the inflation spiked. Perhaps it can be avoided. I don't know. We'll see. Jim McTague also reports that store owners are cautious. They want the business to come back, but they don't know that people feel like spending money with the war going on and the price of gasoline climbing. Then a happy conversation with Lorenzo Fiore about a out-of-the-way vacation spot that Italians know and go to in August, but is not much trampled on by the tourism that comes from the U.S. and other parts of the European Union. He recognizes Tropea, the toe of the boot, Tropea, on the Tyrrhenian Sea. Beautiful sandy white beach. And then he cooks a recipe that's just for Tropea, dealing with a red and white onion that's a long longitudinal onion, not a round onion, with olive oil and breadcrumbs and the right cheese and baked at the right temperature. Wonderful. A conversation at length about, with Henry Sokolsky, about nuclear weapons. Talk of nuclear weapons in the conflict in Iran, talk of nuclear weapons in general these last years is a way of talking about a taboo. Now, of course, the National Nuclear Regulatory Commission, says that they're not worried about nuclear reactors in the U.S. being vulnerable to drone attacks. Well, why not, is a question that Henry asks properly. And then the second hour of my conversation with the young historian Paul Thomas Chamberlain, associate professor at Columbia University, his theme being a scorched earth, a global history of the Second War, where he presents the war not as personalities, Churchill versus Stalin versus Roosevelt, not as nation states, France versus Germany, but as empires that were disintegrating, and the friction was caused by the disintegration. The Soviet Empire, the British Empire, the French Empire, the German Empire that had been stripped away from Germany after the Versailles Treaty, the Japanese Empire, not the Chinese Empire at the time, because China was beggarly. Now, of course, I recommend the book highly. It's very well written, and it's quite comprehensive. Looking at the same players, the same battles from a point of view of what caused it, and I follow the logic that it didn't end with 1945. The battle between empires continues, with China on the field now as an empire, Japan taking a step back and allying with the U.S. And then my prize moment of the day, Bob Zimmerman presents the expectation that astronomers have found two planets around a star, exoplanets, that are on a collision course with each other. This, of course, immediately sends me to remember the 1951 movie I highly recommend, When Worlds Collide, about two rogue planets headed into our solar system. One is going to go brush by the Earth, causing all kinds of disruptions, of course, because of the gravity. And the second one is going to collide with the Earth. What that means is total destruction of everything, except there is a mad scientist who believes, well, he's not mad, he's visionary, believes they can construct a spaceship to escape Earth before it's destroyed and land on the planet that just brushes by. And can they build the rocket the spaceship in time? Can they launch it? Is the other planet breathable, sufferable? It's exciting. I recommend it. They remade it in 81 for a TV movie. I haven't seen that. That's Bob Zimmerman's report, along with Space Engineering. SpaceX is launching. Artemis 2 is said to be launching on April Fool's Day. The other joy of the night was Runaway Black Hole from the astronomer, Professor Peter von Duckham at Yale University. He and a team have discerned, using Hubble telescope, the wake, the creation of a wake around a runaway black hole. You can't see the black hole. It's said to be about the size between Mercury and the Sun, that distance. Not gigantic, not anywhere close to the super black holes that are at the center of galaxies. The runaway black hole, it's my favorite report of the week, and I read the names of all the students with Peter von Duckham who participated in publishing the piece. And Peter, the professor, promises to come back when he discovers more. There's never one mouse. Anyway, enough. There's much more to the show. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.